Dick dudes. Dick dudes.
I don't know what that means. Because nobody can understand you, Nathan. Alright, here we go.
Understand me. Understand me.
Three, two, one. Greetings, internet.
Fuck you.
Wait a second. That is not how we start this show. All right, we're professionals. All right, this is not how we start this show. Greetings, internet. Welcome and fuck yourself. What was I saying? You fucked me all up. I blame this on you. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Dick Dudes, the show where Nathan and I take fan submitted questions and we answer them as thoroughly and as thoughtfully as we possibly can.
Each week, we will be answering an overarching question throughout the episode. We'll set a little time limit there. It fluctuates what time limit we set because we aren't bound by time like most people are. And throughout the episode, we may take tangents off. But by the end of the episode, we will answer the question fully and to the best of our abilities. And you will understand us without subtitles, which is
an option that Skype gives us. Listen, and I gotta say that today's episode, one, wasn't submitted by any fans because nobody but me is into this shit. So I submitted today's question because it's been consuming me for the better part of how many weeks now? Maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe 3 weeks.
So kinda, yeah, if you've watched the last episode, if you just compare what David looked like then to what he looks like now, and then once you've watched this one, you'll realize what this kind of stuff, it takes its toll. Okay,
it started with the aliens and then slowly but surely it worked its way into the present day question, which is, I haven't really worded it, but it's more or less, is there a satanic pedophilia ring made of the elites that is controlling the globe? I would say that's a pretty about as nice of a bow as you could put on that. So is okay. There an elite class of satanic pedophiles that are running the world? And that is today's question, submitted by none other than myself, and it's been keeping me awake for a long time now. And I don't want to get into it too much just because we have some time constraints, but I recently had a heart issue. And it seems to have taken its toll on me as far as my energy levels and all these different things. And I gotta say that one of two things happened. Either this satanic pedophile ring is just too intense for me, or Satan knows that I'm fucking onto him. And he's manipulating the small valves in my heart. So
right, I need to just unpack the heart thing.
Let's call
just
this
quickly. I won't touch the question, but I'll unpack the heart thing.
Right.
One, yes, you probably do have a tiny heart, because you're a tiny human.
I said the valves in my heart are very small. Okay.
Well, yes.
Go on.
Ergo, the heart is small. Ergo, the body is small. Ergo, you're small.
Right.
And your name is Ergo. Ergo. Basically, David has been unwell and something has happened to him. Therefore, what he's done is he's been smart and he's went to the doctor and... Oh, no, wait.
No, you haven't.
Okay.
I mean, that's not... We should have talked about that before you. Because I told you before I hadn't gone. And...
I thought what you said, because I probably needed subtitles when you said that. I thought you said you went to the doctor.
No, I've not gotten to the doctor because you never know who's part of the satanic pedophile ring. And you never know who's going to try to sweep me and my boyish good looks away off into some sort of Jeffrey Epstein sex island. And so...
So we'll split this. We'll split this answer into two things. We'll split it into two things. So these are the two things splitting. Like labia majora at a well-known brothel.
Isn't that a Zelda game?
Labia majora.
Labia majora's mask? Something.
Okay. I can see where your mind's at. and it's not on being funny. It's the satanic thing, isn't it? So, so split the answer up into two things.
Right,
and the two things will be answering the actual question, and then also, why are you getting obsessed with this question?
Okay.
So that'll be the second part. So let's go for the first part.
All right.
You've given me some info and some articles to look at.
Right. I would like to say that what kicked this off is typically when I was a younger man, I was very involved in conspiracy theories, and I dropped out of them around 21 years old because they were consuming me, because there's all these things that were supposed to have ended up happening that never came to fruition. And I spent some portion of my life preparing for the end. And by preparing, I mean like collecting knives and stuff, which I still do to this day. And I've just convinced myself that it's no longer for the apocalypse. But I had to drop it because it was counterproductive to a healthy lifestyle. And then after removing myself from the conspiracy realm, I was able to kind of see the psychology of how one becomes a conspiracy theorist and how you go, unfortunately, to a point where like you no longer believe in anything. And then it's incredibly counterproductive. And so backing off kind of gave me a new perspective. And in recent years, I've actually been able to kind of sit back and like chuckle when people are fucking woke, you know, and they know about whatever. It's actually really interesting to see people talk about ideas and concepts that I kicked around at fucking 18 years old. And I connect those ideas with my adolescence. So when I see other adults going through it, I associate the ideas that they're spewing with that of an adolescent. And so it's really unappealing to me. I just want to kind of preface it with that, because I'm not typically somebody who's into this anymore. It's been a long stretch. It's been 8 years since I've really given a shit about any of these things. But what really kicked it off for me was the Jeffrey Epstein case, where Epstein was arrested and found to have an island, a private island, where alleged acts of pedophilia had taken place with alleged elite members of society, mostly politicians, it seems. And through a bunch of emails and things like that that the FBI gained access to, we found out that Bill Clinton has been to his island 26 times. Has flown on his private jet upwards of 26 times and all these crazy things. So it started to kind of wake it up. And then the more I looked into it, if you look at his fucking island, he's got a temple on his island. There's all these owl statues. This is actually the path that brought me to this. So the owl statue reminded me of Alex Jones, you know, breaking into Bohemian Grove in the early 2000s and finding world leaders dressed as wizards in the swamps of, I don't know if it's Georgia, wherever they were holding the Bohemian Grove ceremonies, but they're all dressed as fucking wizards, and they're standing at the foot of a giant owl statue who the internet claims is a character called Molech, and they are burning in effigy, and they are playing recorded screams. And this isn't so much of a, it's not just a given that it's this dark satanic ritual, because there's been plenty of higher level universities that have these kind of secret societies within them, or even Freemasonry, where it's very ceremonial.
Yeah, I've got friends that were in the Masons, that have family that were in the Masons.
Right. And so there have been people who visited or who frequent Bohemian Grove who felt comfortable enough coming forward and said things to the effect of, like, it's not a real body we're burning. It's a wooden effigy. The screams that you hear are not actual screams. They are recording screams for dramatic effect. It's to flavor the ceremony, more or less. And that the ceremony is just that. It's aesthetic. It's a brotherhood building thing. It's part of what creates the mystique of a secret society, and that there's no one actually being harmed. But that connection that I saw there between the giant owl statue in Bohemian Grove and the owl statues all over Epstein Island, and now here we are finding out that Epstein did in fact run a pedophile ring through that island, and that they're finding human remains off of the shores of that island,
so,
the FBI.
So is... But by pedophile ring, do you mean what's the evidence of this pedophile? Like, when you use the word pedophile, what do you mean?
Well, that comes more from not testimonies, but interviews with people like Macaulay Culkin, or the super sane
from the Bunny Ears podcast.
Yeah, the Bunny Ears podcast. Okay. What's the other guy's name? The other one who's super credible and really stable. Fuck. He was in the Goonies. I can't believe I sent you. I think I may have sent you an article.
Yeah,
with
I've
him.
Got links.
It's actually, it would be a disappointment if I couldn't remember his name, because everybody knows who the hell he is, and it's really funny. And if it turns out he was sexually abused, then maybe it's less funny. Shit, man.
You said you did send me some, but I can't.
I don't think I got you that one.
No.
Corey Feldman.
Yes, there we go. Yeah.
So, Corey Feldman is you can find him in a lot of interviews saying that Hollywood's biggest issue has been and will always be pedophilia, which he doesn't. I don't know if he particularly says it's a satanic ring of pedophiles,
This is the problem I have with it, is like, when they say pedophilia, do they just mean that they're getting young girls to come and have sex with people who have power?
Oh.
Or do they mean like that they're fucking babies?
Because, okay,
like,
I can answer
there's
that.
No evidence that anyone's fucked any babies. But from what I can see, when people of that ilk get their own island or their own place, they do whatever the fuck they want, and they can get prostitutes and they can get whatever they want. And sometimes they don't know the age of the prostitute, and maybe they want a young looking girl and it turns out she's of age, but maybe sometimes she's not. And they don't really fucking ask because they're rich.
Right.
So that kind of thing, I could see that going on.
It's when you're that wealthy, you kind of make your own rules.
It's just the way, like, you can, if you look at it logically, and think about it this way. All the dreams that you've ever had from, oh, if I get money, I can do whatever the fuck I want. So your main ones that you say out loud to people are like, oh, I'll buy my family a house. I'll do this. I'll be doing holidays with my
right.
friends and take them all around the world. And I'll have this mansion. I'll have this thing. And then inside you've also got a different one where you'd be like, well, if I wasn't doing this, I could go and do this, and I'd have supermodels, and I'd be doing this, and I'd be doing that.
Right.
I could live that lifestyle.
Yeah, it's kind of a gradual scale of, like, buy a cul-de-sac.
And because we don't
cul-de-sac.
Have that,
yeah.
we don't have that money or power. We don't know what it's like at all.
Right.
And we assume that the way we think of it is the way that it is. But then I think, in reality, it's a little bit darker than that, because the people have the money, they do those things, then they go, right, well, that's a couple of years gone of my life. What else have I got to do now? Right, I'm going to plow this money into making more money. And then, well, what do your hobbies become at that stage? You're not going to play fucking tennis just to play tennis. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
It's like,
hold on a second. Keep talking. I can hear you.
You've got that much money that you can do whatever you want. So then they probably push the boat out and go, oh, well, maybe I can get a prostitute. Of course you can. A high-end
of course
one,
you can.
Of course you can. You're a billionaire. It's fine. Of course you can. You know what I mean?
Right.
Your wife may be a type of prostitute in a way where
right.
you met her, she's young, you have an agreement, she gets nice things, she's on your arm all the time. But there's a multitude of different ways that they display their wealth and power. Whether that be behind closed doors or to the public. Now,
right.
when the behind closed door stuff comes out, then people extrapolate, and then it becomes, and when you want to put it nicely in a blurb, then it becomes a billionaire with pedophile sex ring island.
Yes.
Where
yes.
this, whereas really, I mean, have you ever been to, let me think. Have you ever been to, did you ever go to the Twin Towers or anything like that? Before?
No.
But plenty of people did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then after, it's a place where it's like, oh, there's something happened there.
Yeah.
So I can't remember what my point was there. So his island.
Yes.
Will forever be known now as a disgusting place where disgusting things happened, and
for
there was
sure.
paedophiles and those things. But also, there was people that went to the Twin Towers on that day when that happened that were just living their lives normally.
They Do you think that anybody went to Epstein thing. Island for like pizza?
Well, they don't. You can't assume that they're going there for paedophilia. They could be going there because he's got loads of money and they're like, oh, meet this person. Oh, come to this island.
True.
You go there. You maybe don't like it. Maybe you had a great time there and you met other celebrities and other people of power. And he got you in contact with people that, like, from what I can tell, his level of power is slightly above that of a celebrity. So when celebrities and people of note or politicians are going there, they're looking up to him and being
right.
like, oh, wow, look at this guy. He's got his own island. He's got this, he's got that. And when you're a celebrity and when you're at the top of your game or whatever, there is no one above you until you meet someone above you. And maybe he was that person who was above them. And
right.
So you go to the island. Maybe there's evidence that people went to the island. That doesn't yeah. mean anything.
It is unfair to assume that everyone who went to that island engage in but some
if you don't
of
like
them,
if you don't like that person and they
oh,
went
very
there,
easy to
you would automatically assume, oh,
yes,
paedophile, obviously, because you don't like them. But really,
right,
all of those people could have not done anything wrong on the island whatsoever.
And if you're a celebrity,
you don't know, there's no evidence.
Yeah, if you're a celebrity and you hear so-and-so has a private island, that's certainly not unheard of for celebrities to have that sort of thing and for parties like that to exist on celebrities' private side. I know Naomi Campbell has her own fucking island, and if Naomi Campbell said, hey, bitch, you want to come to my island and have a party, for sure you would go to that.
No.
And if Naomi Campbell was engaging in some dark shit, it would probably be like on her private island. So the two don't mean that her guest
yeah.
engaged...
So look at the paedophile side of it. Do you think people were friends with Michael Jackson are all paedophiles?
No, definitely not, right? I mean, of course,
it's his house,
especially,
though. He's doing awful things at that house, so they must be, and especially if there's a politician that went there, they must be a paedophile, because they went to Michael Jackson's house, and obviously he did things, so...
Right. Well, if you're a politician, you went to Michael Jackson's house, yes. But I'm talking about average... No, I don't think...
Do you get what I mean?
True.
Do you see,
yeah,
what,
I do.
Do you see,
I see
the way my head works on it?
Especially, I've seen the list of, like, names that allegedly went there. It's a fucking long list. And to be perfectly honest, some of the names on there were totally disparaging and really upset me because I don't want that to be true. I don't want Tom Hanks to have eaten children.
Well, what's his face in that one?
Stephen Hawking.
He was
yeah.
there. Yeah, there was pictures of him there. Like, now, automatically, people just assume, they go into their head and they go, right, why was he there? And then they extrapolate it. And they're already in this realm of, right, we're talking about Epstein, so we're in the extremes. Anything could be possible. So then they just extrapolate and go, well, he had a muscle-wasting disease and he must have wanted to, you know,
fuck
do
a kid,
something.
Yeah.
So So it must have been sexual. It must have been this. There must have been that. It's like,
right.
like you don't have any evidence of that. Just because I walk into a spa where there was a shooting, doesn't mean that I shoot people,
right?
Or I condone it. You know, it's like.
Well, it is interesting because as if you're Epstein and he was in fact doing terrible things on that island, you're running a big risk bringing all these fucking people to that island. Should any of them find out anything?
Well, yeah. So people, yeah. But then again, my logic goes both ways. If you're on that island and you think this person's powerful, you're not gonna be the one to go.
Oh no, not on his island.
The one doing things. But so you're not going to
get the fuck off that island first.
Exactly. It's Scaramanga. Yeah. You're going to get killed. So, but no, but if you're off the island, you're not going to grass them up. If you see something, celebrities and people of power probably see something dodgy every day.
Oh.
I worked in a phone shop and I saw dodgy things for like 7 to 8 years. I worked there. I saw dodgy things,
really?
Right? Do you think that in a phone shop, does dodgy things. Do you really think that at the top level, all the dodgy things just flow away? It gets right. dodgier. People see dodgy things all the time.
I want to answer the question that you had originally asked, which is it pedophilia, meaning like girls that are on the cusp of adulthood but not quite, or is it pedophilia as in babies? And I think a great reference would be one of the videos that I sent you. I believe it has an all-black screen. And I want to preface it before you start it by saying that...
CIA Officer Robert Steele.
Yes. Okay, so you're going to want to play that. Yeah, and you're going to want to play that, and you're going to want to play it by the speaker so that we can all hear this, because this is the answer to that.
You explain it.
I'll give a quick one, but I do want to hear the video, because it's much more potent than, like, you know, ex-CIA versus me.
We play the video, and you put it on YouTube. It might not fly.
Okay, all right, that's a good point. Audio. Well, people can find it under, you know, if you look for ex-CIA, what's his name?
On Instagram, it's Chances Weirdo, and it's the caption starts, "Wake up, they are in every corner of our society," and it's a video of Robert David Steele talking about child trafficking.
And I believe the thumbnail is all black, so if you see one that's all black, that'll be it. So basically, the concept is that we are, as a nation, somehow unaware of this massive child trafficking in and out of our country, as well as other countries, but that the political elite are, and I'm paraphrasing here, but I'm pretty sure I'm very spot on to what he says, the political elite engage in satanic rituals of tormenting infants in order to adrenalize their blood, so they rape, torture, and murder and drink the blood of children. Now, that's not what I'm saying. That's what ex-CIA, that is what he's saying. So that's just to, if the theory, your question is it supposedly this or supposedly that? You know, it's supposedly a range of children, from babies to, you know, probably girls that are near adulthood.
Supposedly, but really, that's not evidence. That's anecdotal at best. Just because he works for the CIA, like, I could be a cleaner in the CIA and then come out with a load of stuff. And as long as it correlates, it wouldn't matter if you're the head of the CIA or whatever. As long as it correlates with something that someone thinks has happened, then it'll become a thing. It'll get traction. I'm not saying that these things don't happen. I'm just saying that from where, especially with the Epstein stuff, it seems like, yes, he was an asswipe. Yes, he... probably trafficked some girls that were suspiciously young to his island, and he either got paid or paid them or did some, there was some sort of transaction, whether that be, here's a favor to you, here's a girl or whatever, and naughty things went on. There's definitely evidence of that. Now, there's no specific evidence of who's who and what happened and how old they were or whatever. Really, from there, it's all conjecture. But it seems to me like that's what would happen. I think that happens everywhere.
Right. Well, you're choosing Occam's razor, which is logical and makes sense. You know, it's usually the least unbelievable thing that is what's happening. It's the thing that is most reasonable, which, you know, I would say, that's pretty reasonable to think. But
that because that's got the most evidence against it.
Yes. Yes. Agreed.
All the other things, they sound like they could fit in.
Right. Well, in that video...
It's like having puzzle pieces for a puzzle to the side, and you know that that one goes in the corner, but which corner does it go in?
Right.
I don't want to assume that it's going in this corner. I want to see which corner it goes in.
Well, just to clarify, the video with the ex-CIA agent isn't just him talking like a schmuck.
No, it looks like a judge thing. It looks like a
something. Yeah, he's almost in a form of like a congressional hall, and he's giving a talk to that hall. So it's not just him, you know, because it's easy to almost picture that being like a dude sitting in his living room with his face blacked out and an interviewer recording him while his voice is distorted. It's the complete opposite side of the spectrum from that. Yeah. It is him.
So to me, that makes up 20% more legit.
I would say that's a fair number.
It still doesn't mean, like, I could go to a congressional hearing and go, listen, right, all these little puppets that wake up at night and come and iron my clothes, I need you to make them to stop, because I think the crease look is coming in this.
I am not responsible for the unpaid wages of these tiny puppets somewhere down the line. So
it's like, and also, well, I am just a regular dude. Like, for me to even speak about these things, it is me just pontificating on things that I've seen on the internet. I'm not.
That's
even,
all I'm doing.
I don't do a job where I've seen behind the curtain and I know how certain things work, so I can have a valued opinion on it. I just have a opinion on it. And we all know that opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one.
Well, we mentioned before how I was collecting really credible sources like Macaulay Culkin from the Bunny Ears podcast. You guys might remember him from Home Alone. Or like, what was his name? Well, I said it before. Corey Feldman, also super credible, super sane. And to add to that
did he bring a song out?
Have you ever watched it?
Corey Feldman. I'm pretty sure he did some stupid.
Yeah, he did. Corey's Angels. I saw a video where
it was on British TV. He was on British TV doing a song.
Yep.
And it's the most awful
piece
of shit.
It's so bad. I don't know what it
and
is.
He seems totally into it.
Yeah, he seems to be dead set on pursuing this fucking musical career, and he's got like no rhythm and no timing, and it's very brutal. But if you want to have a really bad time, there's a video of him and Corey's Angels doing a song at a minor league baseball game where parents have their children playing, and all the parents are like, what the fuck is going? Is that Corey Feldman? What the fuck is going? It's atrocious. It's very strange. He seems to be dead set on making that music, but also dead set on, he was on The View talking about how pedophilia once again is the biggest issue in Hollywood, has been and always will be. And actually Barbara Streisand, what the hell's that bitch's name from The View, the old bitch?
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about, but obviously
she was very upset.
I don't watch The View that much, because
I gotta send you the
clip. We have our own version.
She was pissed off. She was like,
we have our own version.
You're damaging an entire industry. And he just told her, like, albeit it is a crazy thing to say, but when a man is sitting next to you saying he was sexually abused as a child by people in this industry, and her fucking response is to turn at him and yell at him for damaging the industry. I know why she did that though.
Here's the thing.
Because he's Corey Feldman.
She's old as fuck.
She's old as fuck.
Two, yes, it's Corey Feldman. But three, three is two. But he has constantly tried to get back into the public eyes. Like, he's reinventing himself. He's pushing himself to do different things. He wants to be back and be famous. Now, what's to stop him just coming out with even stuff that has a sliver of truth
to
get back in that public eye again?
Right.
Now, the Macaulay Culkin thing, I guess, is a little bit more legit, because
he seems pretty solid now.
Yeah, he seems pretty sound from the podcast that I've seen him on and his own podcast. So, I mean, you get to see a little bit more of the person and see whether they're erratic or...
Listen, I'm just saying that raggedy old bitch should be a little bit more apprehensive when it comes to shaming someone who got their ass plugged by people in the industry. That's all I'm saying.
And also, she should be more appreciative, seeing as they're sacrificing babies to her. Like, as Satan, she should be like, well... keep it going. Come on.
Let's go. Bring on the adrenochrome. It's called adrenochrome. And that is the adrenalized blood. When adrenaline hits in the bloodstream, meets oxygen, it forms apparently something called adrenochrome. And they drink that. Well, keeps their fucking skin tight. Keeps their fucking skin tight.
I'll speak to my sister-in-law, who's a microbiologist.
Is her skin suspiciously tight?
She's just normal. She doesn't eat babies, which is
But so the that's reason why is hanging.
The reason why this is seeming a little bit more credible now is because
was it the Corey Feldman bit?
No, there has been things in. I've seen articles about people putting younger blood in themselves to try and
which the internet would argue is them trying to normalize this phenomenon that's been happening.
Or they've just realized that this is a way of doing something, a medical thing that they've not been able to do before. So,
well, what's interesting is before it was scientifically proven, that was a theme. And like, I mean, we've all watched cartoons and movies as children where it was like drinking the blood of little ones.
One thing I wanted to bring up was the Simpsons.
Simpsons did it.
So the Simpsons have constantly, it's a big internet thing now where they go, the Simpsons called it first.
Yeah. Have you seen the article where someone was forced to massage one of the Simpsons creators on Jeffrey Epstein's private jet? Go on.
Okay. No, I haven't seen that. But
yeah, I forget what his name
is. Again, like, just because they created something on the Simpsons, and the Simpsons, the amount of episodes they fucking had, loosely got some things correct. Or rather, they did something, and then it just happened to happen. So then it's like, fuck, Simpsons.
I've seen some that were stretching, and then I've seen some that were like pretty fucking spot on. But like, ooh, since it became a thing,
I've seen coincidences as well.
Yeah.
That have been like,
but
wow,
since it became a thing, people have run with it. Every fucking thing that happens, every big storm that happens, every protest that happens, everything is like the Simpsons predicted it.
I'm pretty sure you could go through Family Guy and find a lot of things that.
For sure.
That are parallels of things that have either going to happen or have happened.
I mean, how long has The Simpsons been running? It's the longest running.
Yeah, years.
I remember watching it as an infant. Was it? Yeah, it could be. So over 30 years then.
Simpsons.
And they were doing, are they doing nightly episodes, right?
So they debuted 1989, December 1989. So basically 1990.
Yeah.
So it's been going like 19 years.
No, like 30 years.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, it's all right. Your math is atrocious, but
it's not math. It's
it was definitely
being
mad.
Old as fuck now and going, well, it's been only 20 years.
Like, that was you trying to soften the blow.
Whenever it's fucking like a year thing, I always go too low because I'm thinking, well, I'm young as fuck.
Right. Young, spry, fresh, tight-skinned. Yeah, but you suspiciously look like you've been ingesting the adrenalized blood of children. It's what's kept you so youthful.
I've been doing the ancient art of dog bloodletting.
Ah.
So basically every day, every morning, just hook the dog up for like 15, 20 minutes. Little IV just brings... Oh, that's our timer, by the way.
Fuck that timer. Fuck that timer.
And then just it puts the puppy's blood in me and mine in the puppy. And then the next day, obviously, it's all went through the system again. I'll do another maybe 10 minutes or something.
That explains the TikToks of you licking your butt. I remember those. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, I also like to scratch it on the floor.
Ah, drag the old bum on the floor. And that's how you get rubber.
I call that the Epstein.
All right. There was a couple other things that I wanted to cite. So, of course, I have no real evidence to prop this up. If there was real evidence, we wouldn't be having this conversation. We'd be watching it on the news, right? And so... I think really what gets me the most, I don't think I got to mention my third person who is one of many people in Hollywood, in the industry, who calls satanic pedophilia rings. No, I don't think there's a lot of people coming out in regards to a satanic pedophilia ring, but there are instances. And one of them, the incredibly credible Mel Gibson, has claimed that there is a satanic pedophile ring amongst the highest ranks of politicians and celebrities.
Shit. And
does he perhaps
have a comment on the race of these gentlemen?
Nigeria, I forget what it was. Was an article that I sent you about Justin Bieber. And this one was really interesting.
Yes, I saw that. Yes, I saw
Did
that.
Did you read that?
I didn't read it. I saw that it was about Justin Bieber, which means I scrolled. The Gate to Hell. Justin Bieber speaks out about paedophilia and abuse in Hollywood. By the way, again, this is just like, for me, this is like a melding of moments. It's just like opportune moments. Everything is coming into place in the right way to make things seem a certain way. Because obviously he's gone very religious lately. I don't know if you know that.
In the article, it says that this is the reason. This happened a couple of years ago, before he met the super handsome hipster priest with the dick root.
Yep, dick root priest. Yep.
Yes, super stylish, super cool dick root priest.
I think they call him Reverend Dick Root.
Is showing you the path to God.
Yeah, he wants you to go down that puby ladder.
Right to the root of the tree of life that is his dong. So
he's talking about the Bohemian Grove thing.
Right. So I'll give a quick, overview of the article. Basically, the idea is Justin Bieber, during one of his most popular tours, was invited to a party. He found himself amongst, media moguls and higher ups in the industry and things of that nature. And one of the things that was happening there was the passing around of a little boy. I think he said it was like 8 years old or something like that. And the little boy was clearly drugged up and everybody was sexually abusing the little boy and egging him on to do the same thing. And the idea was that if you're rich and famous now, but if you want to get to that mogul level of Jay-Z, Beyonce, shit like that, this is his words. Once again, this isn't me. This is just shit that I'm reading. If you want to get to that level, then you've got to engage in this, abuse of this drugged up little boy. He abstains and says, I believe at some point in the article, that one of the biggest regrets he has in his life is knowing that that little boy died, that they killed that little boy. And that, I believe this is actually said at a group, not a support group, but like a Christian group. Like, this is something that he said after he saw what he saw, was traumatized by it, rolled over into super cool hipster Christianity territory, and then at some point was sat down to have a kind of a group powwow, and this story got out. So this story isn't even from Justin Bieber himself. This is from somebody who sat at, what I imagine looks like an AA meeting, and Justin Bieber held the tie stick, stood up and said his part, and somebody else heard that and then hit the internet with it. But the two sides of the coin is, one, there is absolutely no way to know whether or not this story is entirely bullshit. And the other side of the coin is that it fits the description of a great deal of things that many other people are saying. Bella Thorne, who used to be a Disney star, who's now a model, says that she was victims of molestation and pedophilia from ages, I believe, 6 years old to like 14 years old, or maybe 6 years old to 16 years old or something like that. So there's clearly, what I will say is there's clearly a pedophilia thing going on. That's been going on. That's not hard to believe. If I had
there is clearly pedophilia. There's clearly pedophiles.
No, a pedophilia, a concerted effort within Hollywood to prey on young children who would be actors and or celebrities within Hollywood. I think that there is, in fact, a concerted effort to do that.
Only the successful
ones,
though.
No, because Corey Feldman's not very successful.
If you could find me, how many people try to become an actor every year?
Oh, my God, yeah. How many people would be on that? I have no idea. A percentage, probably less than 5%.
Okay, but even then, that 5% is quite a big number.
Right, if you look at the amount of people that are trying to get into Hollywood, sure.
And then you look at the amount of people that have abuse stories, and you go, is there an abuse problem, or is this just the normal level of abuse for this amount of humans, with this amount of power, with this amount of this, with this amount of that? Is this just what we need to expect and try and stop, but not to think, well, that is Hollywood. Hollywood is just because that's what people are trying to say is like,
oh, is that Hollywood entirely
Hollywood
is pedophiles?
Is pedophiles.
No, so because then, fuck so you, Will so Smith can't be a pedophile. And There's a lot of people. No.
Maybe he thought Bert Kreischer was a young boy. And he was like, you know.
Yeah, well, that is a possibility. I can see how you can conflate young, tight-skinned Bert Kreischer with, you know, a lad. But I still don't think
a little that, chunky boy.
I mean, there's, you know, Robin Williams. I don't want to believe that.
No, but then.
So it can't be the entirety.
He could have been a victim. Maybe that's why he killed himself. He knew about all this pedophile ring and.
Well, that's the thing that gets exhausting is that every time somebody dies in Hollywood, there's articles about them trying to out the pedophilia ring. And that becomes a little bit like Chris Cornell and the lead singer of Linkin Park.
Hang on. So the guy, Chris Cornell, was that Audioslave?
Audioslave, yeah.
And then
Soundgarden.
Chester
Copperpot. He was apparently trying to, or the both of them. This is what happens after they pass away and they're not here to defend themselves. Suddenly there's these articles about how the both of them were working together in an effort to expose this pedophile ring that exists within Hollywood and all this other shit. And that they got too close and they died, of course. You know, it's
everybody that suicide now is it's like this whole thing of they've been suicided. It's not they haven't committed suicide.
Someone I do think is significant is the definition of a meme is like, I don't know the definition, but I know that it has to be culturally significant. Like it has to be culturally relatable, meaning a vast amount of people can relate to the joke. Hillary Clinton suiciding people is become a meme. Like every time there is the Amazon rainforest the day before it caught on fire, there was somebody doctored a tweet that said from the Amazon rainforest, I have incriminating evidence that will lead to the arrest of and then the next day it's on fire. But what's so strange about that is for it to be a successful meme, it has to be culturally accepted. It has to be something that a large group of people understand and get a kick out of. And Hillary Clinton and the Clintons are in that zeitgeist of murdering
people. Yeah, they are, but that's only because that the media has went so hard on it that everyone goes, well, I know about that subject, therefore I can get that meme. That doesn't mean that that even the news stories that came out are implicitly true.
It just I think means those motherfuckers killed somebody, though, a few people.
Well, maybe there's evidence of that.
I don't know.
But it still becomes a thing of, right, so that means she's a killer now.
Right. Well, she look into that fucking people. Bitch's eyes. You know that video? Where she suddenly sees some shit, she's like, huh? If that's not a fucking murderer.
Right, listen, if you had a camera on you, fucking 24/7, I'm telling you now that I would see freakier shit than that.
Yeah, probably. But whatever, that's not supposed to. Listen, one of the things that I
most
sent you.
Most of it would be you shoveling chocolate into a bucket and being like, look, oh, I need to transport this from the kitchen into the living room. I'll go get my chocolate bucket.
What do you go Halloweening with? A fucking bucket.
I don't go Halloweening because I don't beg.
But hey, listen, one of the things that I sent you was a press release from the chief of police of the NYPD, who was 63 years old and 3 weeks away from retirement, who was quoted in saying, we have gained access to Hillary's, I think, laptop or emails. Yep. And can you read it?
New Hillary emails. Money laundering, sex crimes with children, child exploitation, pay to play, and perjury. And right. Then it says underneath it's like all red. The pictures are all red. And it says, in the Straight Out of Compton way, it says, Straight Out of the Dark Side.
Yeah, that's a very weird thing to do, isn't it?
And then it says, what's in the emails is staggering. And as a father, it turned my stomach, the NYPD chief said. Oh, sorry. What's in the emails? I can't do it.
You got to do better than that. You fucking better. You got to do better than that.
Oh, hang on.
Please, take a second. Compose yourself. Think about what you're doing here.
There's not going to be any Houdini-like escape from what we found. I'm just doing Bill Clinton.
Listen, start from the top. You like pasta. Okay. And go.
There is not going to be any Houdini escape from what we... I went southern now.
I don't know what's happening over there. Holy shit. Disparaging my great people.
We will ship them to WikiLeaks, or I will personally hold my own press conference if it comes to that. Now, here's the thing. If there is stuff like that, and it exists, it's so easy for something to be perpetuated through the internet, whether that be the dark web, the deep web.
Well, that's not the point. The point that I was trying to make is that homeboy committed suicide a few days after that. 3 weeks due to retire. If I had dirt on the Clintons and they forced me to commit suicide, I would have definitely have committed suicide.
So here's another thing.
That fucking greasy bitch killed that man 3 weeks out from his retirement. That's what fucking happened.
By the way,
she's a fucking reptile.
I'm just saying, if you're going to be skeptical about things, be skeptical about everything. Okay.
That's exhausting. I choose to believe that man because he was only several miles north from my homeland and had an accent that I am familiar with.
He had a weird accent that kept going.
Well, he definitely didn't sound like that.
Let me check it.
Please, from the top.
Who can
you like pasta?
New York.
Oh, pasta. Come on.
What's in the emails is staggering, and as a father, it turned my stomach.
What the fuck is that? Oh, what's in the emails is staggering,
It turned my stomach. There's not going to be any Houdini-like escape from what
we're not getting out of this one, you fucking cunt.
We have copies of everything. Right, so anyways.
Is that below you?
Yeah, it is.
All right, so take that. I want to hear you try to de-escalate this situation of this man who comes out with allegedly incriminating evidence for Hillary and her fucking associates. Nobody's fucking Houdini out of this timeline. One. And then he killed himself. How quickly?
I need the timeline. So he leaked it, did he? Before he killed himself.
This was him actually at a press conference.
Okay, so he did that press conference, and then when he committed suicide, you assume that they suicided him, but it's also equally possible that he thought that they were going to kill him, so he killed himself.
That I can't nod my head in agreement at that one, so I've got to do it in disagreement.
Well, it's equally as likely. So I've just fucked up your shit. I know you're coming for me.
Right.
Fuck this. I'm gonna say peace to the world. I've done my duty. I've gave all the information out. I'll off myself before they off me.
Damn, there was another one that I had. Another article of another man with incriminating evidence against the Clinton administration for pedophilia. And not only was he killed, his entire family was killed. I think the day he was situated to release a book, and that book was going to tear all this shit down, according to him. He was the victim of a home invasion, I believe, like 2 days after his announcing of the book release, and him and his entire family, including his two children, were gunned down.
Okay.
I don't know why they didn't just suicide him.
Well, hang on. And we don't know what was in the book now because he died.
I don't know. That doesn't make sense, right? Like, where the fuck's
because
the book?
Because there would be publishers, there would be copies, there would be... Yeah. Like, so that doesn't make sense. Also,
But it would scare you. Like, if I was a publicist and I saw that happened, and I said, if I'm going to gamble on whether or not that dude was actually murdered or if it was just a freak coincidence, I'm not releasing that fucking book. I'm not taking that chance. You kidding me?
They'll release any book they want to make money. I'm sure there's books out there right now that are like incriminating someone. You're like, oh my God, I can't believe they wrote that in a book. I can't believe it's been published. But, you know, it gets published. So I think
him would make it worse because people would want to read that book.
Well, yeah. What if the people that killed him weren't the people that you think they were? They were just someone else that he was mentioned in the book.
Maybe it was right-hand man of Satan himself.
What's his name again?
Lucifer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're talking about...
that's the devil. The devil's called Lucifer.
Jerry.
Okay.
Is it pronounced
Seinfeld?
It's pronounced Sinfeld.
Okay, that's it. Yeah. You got it. Nice.
Sinfeld.
Nice. Now we just need the... But we can't because of YouTube copyright. But...
Oh, I was doing the X-Files things. What else did I send you? Look at my incredibly compelling cache of evidence that I sent you.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just...
Did you send me my stickers yet?
Rolling past the nudes. Not yet, no.
You bastard. I've been waiting for them because I want to put them on my welding helmet, and I don't want to bring my welding helmet to work until it's covered in awesome stickers.
I've got more stuff coming, so I need to compile before us because it's such a long flight.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? It needs to be a package worth sending. So
right. I'm across an ocean.
The 50 most powerful super dope. In Washington.
Oh, this is a great one. This is a great one because the previously laughed at scandal, or maybe not even really a scandal because it didn't really get that big, of Pizzagate is now entering the zeitgeist, the conversation again because of all this shit. For some fucking reason, the owner of the pizza place that was allegedly, I guess, a base for this Pedogate thing is on GQ's top 50 most powerful people. What the fuck is he doing there? Why is he there?
I don't know. What does it say in the article?
I don't know. I only saw like pictures and stuff. I gotta find the article. I should probably have found the article. Listen, before this, I was taking a nap, and then all of the days that, because it's been a while since we've done Dick Dudes, so it's not like I didn't have a shit ton of time to do research, but you know, between laziness,
your eyes.
I don't look tired. I don't look tired. Do I look tired?
There's a portrait that I drew of you behind you as a frog that looks more human than you do right now.
Do I look tired? I don't think I look
tired. You look tired. Yeah, you look like tired Superman on his day off.
I thought you were just going to stop it. Look, it's beautiful. My hair is just getting long and beautiful and luscious. But listen, it's very strange to me. And that's obviously all I could say about it because I have absolutely no... I didn't even read the fucking article. But like, what is the dude from Comet Pizza doing in GQ's...
I don't know, but...
I'm asking you because you should... No, I mean, he runs a fucking pizza place.
What does that mean?
Powerful pizza.
Because he owns a pizza restaurant doesn't mean that he doesn't do other things. Or that people that come into that
He ended up on a list. You know who else is on that list?
Okay.
Hillary Clinton's on that list. Like, presidents are on that list.
Yeah, because she's from the same area as him.
No, because she was a presidential candidate.
In Washington. Yeah, so people that are in Washington. So it just so happens that in the, is it 50?
Is it the top 50 strongest people in Washington?
That he slipped into the fucking numbers. He was the 49th. Well done. They were what's that pizza place that's really popular?
Where you couldn't all have found two more people more powerful than the fucking pizza place owner?
But also, what's to stop the person from writing that article from being the type of person that goes, oh, where's that pizza place that all the powerful people go?
Or,
a bit of controversy. We'll slide them in at 49.
Or when he handed that person their pizza box, he slid a 50 in there, gave him a little wink, said, look, I know you're working for GQ. I know you're writing that article. Papa could use a little bit of that 50 strongest people in DC. Right. Have you?
Right.
What is the reason?
Here's another connection. So.
Hold on. What I have to say, too, is
that. The owner of GQ goes in that pizza restaurant, or did.
I don't give a shit if. The owner of GQ knows him.
I'm saying that's a point to you.
No, I think that's ridiculous. Whether or not that's a point for me, I just want to make a point that there's
totally made that up.
I didn't think of that as a thing though. I just thought there's no good pizza outside of New Jersey and New York. And
don't start with that whole that pizza's.
Do you even have pizza over there?
Yeah, we do.
Do you eat it like regularly? Is it like awesome, or are you just like it's go fucking K?
Well, if I go to an Italian restaurant that's nice, I can get a nice pizza. or I can get a takeaway pizza. Equally as nice, but for different reasons. Then there's oven-baked pizzas that you can just put in the oven. Don't
eat them. Like DiGiorno? And then, they're not that bad.
Yeah, DiGiorno's like that, but obviously DiGiorno is like a, that's like a Hoover thing, isn't it?
Like the vacuum?
Yeah. Like
or the dam.
All vacuum cleaners are Hoovers, but not all Hoovers are vacuum cleaners. Or is it the other way around?
Yeah, I get it.
So then, and then we have microwavable pizzas. We have pizzas here, but what we don't do is go, hey, see the pizzas down south, they are way better than the pizzas up north. Do you know why?
You don't have regional foods that are better in some places than other places?
We have regional foods that aren't in other places. If I'm in London,
yes,
I can't get a pizza crunchy. But if I'm in Glasgow, I can get one, which is a slice of pizza that they fry and batter.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's called a pizza crunchy.
A pizza crunchy? Well, listen, You've exhausted my attention span for pizza. I had to look over because my son has come back in and.
Well, no, I could hear a child in the background. And I was wondering whether you were actually enveloping yourself into these conspiracies, maybe becoming a spy or something like that.
Well, what it is that's what's
just on. It's fine.
That's what's locked me all in is because I'm terrified that someone's going to try to drink the adrenalized blood of my child.
That was the second part of my first thing, which was, why do you believe this? And it is because you have a child, so it makes you more worried about stuff like that.
It terrifies me.
But also, I just need to be the one to tell you that however cute your kid is, I don't think
If you were going to drink anybody's adrenalized blood,
I don't think he's
going to
be an actor.
He's at the top of the fucking list, all right?
I've seen, he's been on video before. I've seen, he's got good acting skills, but I just don't think he's going to make it.
His adrenaline gland is significantly more efficient at producing adrenaline.
How many auditions has he been in this year? I mean, come on, you've got to be on it already. Shoot.
No, but some lady did come and try to talk us into putting him in a children's fashion show, and we were like, oh, that's kind of cool.
You were like, you satanic bitch.
No, well, you know what happened is she was like, we were like, do we get to keep the outfits? Because that would be cool, like just get a couple cool outfits. And she was like, no, but you get like 50% off, and we just slammed the door in her fucking face and called her a Satanist. Yeah. So what else did I send you? Look at more things that are awesome and credible.
I can't see past the nudes that you sent me, but hang on.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Police have arrested Bill Clinton's faith healer for
Brazil's
largest ever church. So basically, someone that's loosely connected to Bill Clinton was doing some naughty stuff. Therefore, Bill Clinton is guilty of doing the same things as he was.
More or less, this one can be explained explained away in that way. Because the idea is that this guy was running a children's foundation for helping orphans and shit like that. And so he became very successful in that field. And the Clintons and Oprah and people like that aligned themselves with him because obviously that's a good move. And if you do care about children, then la, 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 la. But what ends up happening with this guy is that he is popped for baby farming. So he was kidnapping women. And for 10 years, he would keep them, impregnate them, force them to have babies. He would then kill them after the 10-year period. And the babies he would sell off for various different reasons or whatever to pedophile groups for organ issues, whatever. Da, 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 da. But it was another example.
So, that's another thing, though. You just went, la, la, la,
la. La, la. Like,
but how do we not know that every single one of his clients was just women that couldn't have children?
Oh, because he's in jail.
Yep. Yeah, no, he's in jail for selling the children. It doesn't matter who he's selling them to. He's in jail for selling the children. What I'm saying is, how do you know that he was selling to pedophiles?
I don't.
Because you assume that pedophiles buy children, whereas really what pedophiles do is they keep it all in there and
pedophiles
then they
live upstairs from you.
And then, well, yeah, they do. And then what they'll do is they'll try and get friendly with children around them, and then if they see an opportunity, they will dive into that opportunity, and then suddenly they either don't get caught or they do get caught. That's what a pedophile is. pedophiles don't know. Fucking order seven babies off the internet and then fuck them all in the fucking basement.
That's a gross misrepresentation and a straw man of what I said. Now, what I would like to say is that that ex-CIA agent lays it out in a pretty compelling way, which is there are organizations that are dedicated to helping children. These organizations start out as such, and there's nothing wrong with them. But because they work with children, they attract pedophiles. Those pedophiles infiltrate the organization. Maybe infiltrate is a strong word because it makes it look like they're wearing helmets and guns and shit. But they work their way into the organization, and slowly but surely, at some point, some of them rise their way to the top. And then they adjust the trajectory of said organization and start to use it for pedophile shit. So that is more than likely how it went down. I don't know if he was like selling babies to pedophiles, but I would imagine that at some point pedophiles entered the ranks of his organization, since it was such a large one and there was such a large amount of children.
I don't know if you're doing this, but people seem to equate pedophiles and the people that are running these things with pedophiles. Like, the people that are running it and the people that are maybe trafficking or whatever, if they're making money off it, they're not necessarily pedophiles. They're just facilitating these sick people that have got money. Right. They could just be doing it for money themselves. They're just amoral people, and they just don't care.
Give a fuck. Yeah.
So that's another thing where it's like, all these people aren't just, there's not pedophiles everywhere. Okay. There's probably like a small subset, and some of them have money, therefore they can do these horrible things where they would be able to, say, give some money to adopt a certain child, and then maybe they do the stuff they do. But most of the time in situations like that, they get found out. Like, the child will come forward, but it's not all this like hush hush stuff. Humans can't keep secrets like this.
Speaking of humans that can't keep secrets, I wish I could find you. I'll find you the video. I'll send it to you later. And I don't know what it is. And I don't necessarily know that it means anything, but it's creepy as fuck. It's like these two little British kids being interviewed. It's like a brother and a sister, and they are going off about it's segments of an interview. So I don't know how it started. It kind of drops you off right in the middle of it. And these two kids are just fucking rattling off like very quickly and in synchronization. It's like, you know, when you and your boy, you know, you were hanging out and you're trying to tell a story about the party that happened last night, and your buddy got shit faced. You're shouting it at the same time, and you're like, and then he fell, and it's like all synchronized and shit. So these kids are like talking at the same time very quickly about how, yeah, so what we do is we take the babies and we cut the babies' heads
That's
off, and
worse
we
than
have
my
sex.
New York accent.
That was pretty
That's
fucking
worse.
Good. I think it's pretty good.
That's
so
worse.
We have sex with the babies and we cut their heads off, and then we dance with the baby skulls and we eat the tissue, and sometimes we roast it, or we scoop out the brains. They're like fucking 6 and 7 or some shit like that. And the guy would be like, you do what? And they would both synchronize shout, we drink the blood of the babies, and we make sex with the babies, and they're both shouting
you need
it for
to send me this link, right?
Oh because my god, there, it's
is
so
there not
fucking
a chance
creepy.
That this could be from a TV show.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, sure. I don't know what the fuck it's from. I just know that it's super creepy. But it doesn't look. It's so fucking
awful.
It's so awful, dude.
But also, let me just be honest. Has your son or maybe another kid ever said something fucking creepy to you?
Oh, hell yeah. Baby, what's some creepy shit that Jack has ever said to us? He says a lot of creepy shit. You're just like, what the fuck, man? You're going to get us in trouble. Stop saying weird shit.
If you put him on camera and he went, oh, well, we stick carrots up our bums and then we show the neighbors. Like you can't
take
that. Oh,
yeah, for sure.
That.
That's what I said. I prefaced that whole thing with, like, I don't know, it doesn't fucking mean anything.
Yeah.
But it was totally fucking creepy.
I just
want
to hammer the point that it is a little bit weird.
I gotta find it. I gotta.
For a child to say weird shit.
I can send you the link. Maybe we can make a clip out of it, or something like that. Yeah. Not the link, but the it's an Instagram thing already, like a post. Okay. But can you go through the list one more time just to see if anything rings a bell?
That's everything you sent me. Revealed Truth, which is the Bill Clinton's faith healer, the Justin Bieber stuff, the 50 most powerful stuff, the one that started off with a black thing.
And I wonder why that guy is considered Bill Clinton's faith healer. Like, Bill Clinton had a fucking faith healer?
Maybe
that sounds like conjecture, like somebody easily could just say that.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, if we apply it again, it's like, yeah, it could be conjecture, but yeah, he could have been his faith healer. So, but
right,
does
right,
that necessarily mean that anyone's done anything wrong?
Well, I've got a good image for it. It's like Bill Clinton gets sucked off by Monica Lewinsky, wants to appear more compassionate, and
gets into the faith side.
Yeah, this guy who clearly is running a huge organization is friends with people like Oprah and shit, who's, you know, a big name that people would recognize, and so he aligns himself with him and says, "Oh, I did not have sexual relations with that woman."
Okay,
and
you've
now
just been trying to work in your Clinton impression because my That's it, you're just trying to work it into shading, you're better. That's all it is.
I've never done such a thing, and now I've found Jesus through my faith
healer. I'll do an impression of the faith healer then.
He's clearly Spanish, so go ahead and get racist.
Okay. I heal you from a good.
Oh, it's true, John. That's true.
I bring God.
Yeah, it's true. John does bring God. Hey, John.
No. I'd have God on you.
Oh, well, thank you, John. You're a nice man.
I found cigar.
Oh, well, I like his little cigar.
I put God on cigar.
All right.
I put cigar in you.
Oh, that doesn't look like a cigar.
Why is your nose so red?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm getting up there in age, John, and that kind of thing happens. Who are these kids?
God's children.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to play a little saxophone.
I just basically did the cleaner from Family Guy. That's all I did.
Housekeeping.
What is it?
No lemon pledge.
I clean.
I join in. No lemon pledge.
All right. So listen, let's wrap this the fuck up. Clearly, there is, in fact, a satanic pedophile ring in the highest ranks of politics and celebridom. People like Jay-Z and Beyonce do, in fact, drink the adrenalized blood of children. And if you care to do a little research, I hear Frazzle Drip is a great watch, and you can watch on the dark web Hillary Clinton skin the face off an 8-year-old girl and wear it as a mask, and then continue. She drinks the adrenalized blood of a little girl. So, any final thoughts?
If what you just said was that in any group of people, there are a small group that are bad, and with power and money becomes a better way of doing that. And there is evidence that there are things like that going on in celebrities, politicians. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it has anything to do with the supernatural.
That's not what I said.
Probably it's just a group of things that loosely can fit together to the point where people that want to believe in it will believe in it. Then I agree 100% with you.
That's not what I said. And the parents were children sacrificing their children to the idols of Canaan. Molech, the great owl god, is pleased with the flesh of these children. And
do me a favor.
Huh?
Just do that. Do that for me.
Bop, bop, bop.
You've put weight on. Bop. You've put weight on.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Dick Dudes, guys. I'm Dave.
I'm Nathan.
And this has been real. I haven't put fucking weight on. Bye, guys.
Why are your rings staying on then? No. Last time. No, yeah.
All right, guys. I haven't fucking put weight on. Bye.
Dick Dudes. Dick.